this is the story of how my crush cheated on me. Now normally, crushes and cheating don't work because that kind of involves, you know, some type of agreement, commitment, something. So bear with me a moment and let me set this up so you can at least have an understanding of why I can say that this is the story of how my crush cheated on me. So I met Danny at a kind of poetry reading thing that my campus ministry was having. So I met Danny at a poetry reading that my campus ministry was having. And, you know, we kind of got to talking afterwards and, you know, basically stayed up most of the night talking. Found out she had a, you know, boyfriend back home. You know, she lived at another school an hour away. That's cool, you know. So for the next year, we kind of, you know, once a month or so, send an email back and forth. You know, just kind of, you know, very casual. But kind of somewhere in the back of my mind, there was the, you know, she's nice, you know. Maybe, you know. But anyway, she had, like I said, boyfriend, and, you know. So a year later, I run into her again, and she's just broken up with this guy, and I'm thinking, my chance. I was very young and naive at this time. Not to say I'm not now, but anyway. So we get to talking, me and another friend drive her back to her place, and then, you know, I make sure I give her a call, you know, a couple days later, you know, catch up with her, plan on meeting up with her the next week. So that Saturday, I drive up to, it's an hour away between different colleges, so I drive up to see her, you know, have a good time. Well, okay. Let's back up a bit. So I get to her apartment. I think I got there a little bit early because she wasn't awake yet. She just tells me, okay, have a seat, you know, I gotta get ready, take a shower, whatever. Okay, cool. And she gives me a pamphlet. The pamphlet is on the type of birth control she's on. Apparently, the week before, while me and my friend were driving back, I mentioned, you know, kind of, you know, interested in this person, and he passed along the message. Anyway, just in case the birth control pamphlet wasn't awkward enough, when she gets out of the shower, she gives, you know, she seemed to me a little bit embarrassed here. You know, as I mentioned, we kind of met at, like, a campus ministry thing. So she gives me another pamphlet. This is, like on the rosary or something. Mixed messages. I kid you not. So, pamphlets get put down. We start talking. And rather nice, you know, time together, you know. I'm still very awkward in the, you know, to put in perspective, I've never actually asked a girl out yet, like, and, you know, I went to an all-boys school. You don't ask people out in an all-boys school. Sorry. Or at least I didn't. Anyway. So, rather nice day. But, you know, nothing happened. I was very unsure of, you know, to me this was still a crush. She apparently was aware that I liked her, but I had not perfected my feelings yet, so anyway, next day, you know, we watch some TV, then I have to go back because, you know, school starts the next week. You know, over the next month, we kind of, you know, talked a little bit, and we kind of set up the next meeting when we're going to get together. And this time I'm like, okay, I got this. I'm going to ask her out, or it's going to be cool. And so, you know, this Saturday, I arrive at 10:30 in the morning again with flowers. And she, you know, doesn't answer the door when I knock. I eventually get in touch with her, and, you know, she's like, got a little bit of a hangover. Can you go get me some orange juice at the corner store down the street? And so I do that. And then I, you know, sit in the apartment, you know, let me get some clothes, you know, just take a shower and I'll see you. And so I'm sitting in her living room. And, you know, I'm being thoughtful person. I got some muffins. It was a 3-pack, which was a good thing because about, you know, 5 minutes later, I got to meet the guy who stayed the night before. That day was not so fun. So, that is my story of how the girl I had a crush on cheated on me.